Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes.
Okay. Front sight level here and there. Right? Okay. Looks like you shot over.
The sound of students taking a firearms training class at a shooting range in Worcester. In the wake of the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, guns have been flying off store shelves. Sales are also driven by concerns that guns may be harder to buy if new gun control laws are passed. So it's no surprise that more Massachusetts residents are also turning out for firearms training, one of the requirements for getting licensed. There were 21 state-approved gun training courses in Massachusetts, including the one we visited at the Northborough headquarters of GOAL, the Gun Owners Action League.
You have enrolled for the NRA basic pistol class. The goal of this class is to provide for you the skills, knowledge, and attitude to safely own and maintain a handgun in the Commonwealth for recreational purposes. We're going to start off.
The instructor, John Green, stands in front of six students, the maximum GOAL allows in a class at any one time, and walks them through Massachusetts law, the types of licenses available, how to legally store guns, and so on. Green estimates GOAL trains about 1,000 people each year and has not been able to keep up with the recent demand.
We see a big number of classes fill right after a natural disaster. I mean, after the ice storms of central Mass a number of years ago and the number of power outages, people say, you know, I want a gun for protection.
So what happened after Newtown, Connecticut?
Oh, like so many venues that offer gun safety training and industry in general, try to find a gun. Try to find a box of ammunition. Our courses are booking months out. We've just added 12 additional basic pistol courses just to meet the demand.
In this class, there are two men and four women. They agree to speak with us as long as we didn't use their full names. Almost all say they're taking the class for the same reason.
Personal protection, for sure.
Why personal protection, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, my husband's family was held up at gunpoint. We live, you know, where anything can happen, and it just would be something to know.
There are a lot of bad people in the world, and you hear nothing but bad news on television. And it makes you think a different way, so you just want to be able to protect your family and what you own, and God forbid something happens, you're able to defend yourself.
I'm married to someone in law enforcement. I want to know if someone does break into my house that I can shoot a weapon that my husband owns, and that I know how to shoot it if I had to. Doesn't mean I'm going to carry one with me. Doesn't mean it's a goal of mine, but it's just being informed.
Industry insiders say women are the largest growing sector of gun buyers, but there's no hard data on gun sales by sex. Federal officials don't keep it. State officials don't track gun sales by sex. However, FBI data show the number of federal background checks for firearms in Massachusetts is skyrocketing. Anyone applying for a firearms license or who wants to buy a gun here goes through a background check. The number steadily increased throughout 2012. Then in January this year, it more than doubled compared to last January.
Good. Insert the magazine. Beautiful. Pull back on the slide and release, just like a slingshot. Lay the gun down.
Green works with each student on handling the weapons safely, loading and unloading neon-colored training cartridges instead of real bullets, all while keeping the pistols pointed away at a wall. About halfway through the all-day course, Green takes the students to the outdoor firing range in Worcester, where it's cold and windy and where spent shell casings litter the ground.
If somebody yells stop or cease fire, just stop. Wait for further commands.
Green goes over the basic rules of the range and lays out several revolvers and pistols. Then, in groups of three, he brings the students forward and watches them load the guns before they take aim at two cardboard squares about 5 yards away.
And when you're ready, focus on the front sight and gently, gently, gently press those triggers. A little bit high. Focus on the front sight.
Keep going.
Finishing up.
Only two of the students say they fired a weapon before, but it seems the students get more accurate with each shot. And then comes Jen. She's one of those who's never fired before, but she hits the target almost every time she pulls the trigger.
And squeeze. Woo! She's on my team. Huh?
Well done. Well done.
After 2 hours of shooting practice, Jen and her classmate Cindy are exhilarated.
I guess hitting those targets, that'll hook you. No.
I didn't know what to expect. I thought I'd be afraid, and I wasn't, and I really liked it.
Several of the students already have guns in their homes, owned by family members. All are considering ownership, including the four who have children, and who say they're not worried about safety.
No, if it's safely stored, that's not a problem. I mean, you're not going to leave it out on the kitchen table and give the kids the code to the safe. I mean, there's restrictions with everything. That's a no-brainer.
If you're responsible,
right?
Probably I'd be more afraid of a pool in my home than a locked gun that I know I'm going to be diligent and safe having it in my home. So,
right.
And truth be told,
they won't even know where it is. They don't know where it is.
At the end of the day, back in the classroom in Northborough, the students take an open book test. They all passed and received two certificates. One is from the NRA. The second is recognized by the state and will allow them to apply for a Massachusetts firearms license. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.